Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach says currently the only restrictions that are still in place here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines are mainly those at the ports of entry. Dr. Kizer-Beach is, however, encouraging the public to continue to wear their mask in public places, as well as to continue to wash their hands regularly, sanitize, and get vaccinated.
So the only restrictions that are still in place are really the ones at the port of entry, where unvaccinated travelers, depending on which country you're coming from, would need to quarantine in an approved facility for periods from 5 to 7 days. Vaccinated persons coming in can come in with a negative rapid antigen test that's no older than 24 hours, or a negative PCR test no older than 72 hours. You come in with your test, you're fully vaccinated, and there's no quarantine at all. And the other restriction or the other measure, public health measure that is in place, is the requirement for masks in public spaces and private spaces to which the public has access to where feasible. So if you're going into a business place, you should be wearing a mask. In terms of like a store, a shop, you should be wearing a mask. If you're going into a government building, a bank, you should still be wearing your mask. It's still a requirement. However, if you're going into a restaurant and you have to eat, of course, you can't eat with a mask, and you can sit indoor eating, and indoor dining is now allowed. So we're really asking persons to wear the mask still, because as we just discussed, COVID is still circulating in St. Vincent. We need to be careful. That mask is going to help you. You need to sanitize, you need to space if possible, and you need to get vaccinated.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach. Regionally, the health authorities in Jamaica confirmed 147 new cases of COVID-19 in that country on Friday. That constitutes an infection rate of 18.4%. The Ministry of Health also announced 2 more deaths, taking the death toll from the disease to 2,975. Internationally, the World Health Organization estimates that the COVID-19 pandemic has caused the death of nearly 15 million people around the world. That is 13% more deaths than normally expected over 2 years. The WHO believes many countries undercounted the numbers who died from COVID-19. Only 5.4 million were reported. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.